I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:23 and it's Friday, so time to say good morning to John Hancock.
Good morning.
And Michael Kelly.
Hello, everybody.
We are in interesting times, gentlemen.
We are. Yes, we are.
So I think we're 11 days away from the election.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, John,
mm-hmm.
because we have more Republicans coming out to say that a second Trump presidency would be very dangerous, including his former chief of staff, John Kelly, who talks about how Trump wanted his generals to be more like Hitler's. I mean, and Trump on the campaign trail is being more crude, more demonstrative about his plans to lock people up that he doesn't like, et cetera. But it doesn't matter what he says. He keeps going up in the polls. So is this what the electorate wants, apparently?
Well, the electorate's locked in, and a lot of people want it. And you know what's happened? There are, you're correct, a lot of Republicans. I think there's 30 former Republican members of Congress that are supporting Harris. A lot of Republicans aren't and won't vote for Donald Trump. But Donald Trump has brought a lot of people into the Republican Party or into the Trump Party that were never there before. And so it's kind of a wash. It looks like Trump is up right now in all seven of the battleground states, but it's razor thin. And the early voting turnout, you know, you can read those tea leaves a number of different ways. And we just, you know, we're not going to know until a few days after the election, I think.
From a strategy standpoint, it's pretty interesting, though, right? Because we're seeing Kamala Harris act like a traditional candidate, and even more untraditional, you know, pulling in that whole trying to appeal to Republicans with Liz Cheney and going around. At the same time, she's out talking to, you know, base vote areas like young African Americans. So it's a candidate who's out doing all the things that you're supposed to do to garner support, while Donald Trump continues to act more erratic and less conventional in his campaign for the White House. Yet, like John says, I'm looking at the same polling. He's up in all these battleground states. And one of the things that John and I have always talked about is the trajectory of a race. This trajectory of the race has broken towards Donald Trump and has been going that way for about 10 to 14 days. And that has to be broken for the Harris campaign quickly.
At the beginning, when Kamala Harris first got in the race, it was this incredible surge of joy, that is what they were saying, optimism, excitement. What do you think happened? Just the thrill wore off or what?
Well, anytime there's a new shiny object, it's going to get an initial attention. And let's not forget, Donald Trump got a big bump coming out of his convention. And of course, after that assassination attempts, but then the world kind of righted itself. We went back to a 50-50 race. Look, I'm not suggesting that Donald Trump's, you know, running away with this election. Quite the opposite. This is a very close election. But when you look at the polling right now, and we're talking about half a percent to a full percent in some of these states, that's what's going to decide these races. They're inching for Donald Trump, and he's continuing with his same strategy. Maybe it's brilliance on his part. I don't know.
Yeah, if you look at the surge that Harris got, excuse me, it's because she's not Joe Biden. And so she got in, and then the race did stabilize, and here we are.
Well, I don't know what to say about that race anymore. Looking a little more locally.
It's almost over.
Yeah, well, it is almost over. And does it surprise you guys at all to see long lines of people getting out there to vote early now?
No, I think you're going to see early voting become increasingly popular, although it's no longer a way to avoid the lines because there's lines
right
everywhere.
Well, and I think so many of us already know what we're going to. We want to feel like voting will get it over with. I went on the first day. The line wasn't long. I was in there. It's a long ballot. So I encourage people to get in there and take your time. Heck, you're making the effort to go vote. You should vote on everything that's on the ballot. Just don't walk in there and vote on the president and walk out. There's important things to be decided.
It is a long ballot. I got the sample ballot in the mail last week, and I opened it up, and my son, who is just 15, he goes, "Is that what I'm going to have to do when I vote?" I'm like, it's a long ballot. They're not always this long.
Like taking the test.
He said, "Do I have to vote?"
Yes.
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 You have to.
Yes.
It is 8:28. Hancock and Kelly will hold forth after the news at the bottom of the hour.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.